Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Our continuing coverage of the deadly shooting yesterday, the death of Renee Good, the shots fired from Jonathan Ross. We've had really good guests so far from Chris Maddle, who's running to be the next governor of the state, longtime defense attorney Tom Heffelfinger, and now a man who was the longtime Hennepin County attorney and a frequent guest of this show, Mike Freeman, is kind enough to join us. Mike was the Hennepin County attorney from 91 to 99 and again from 2007 to 2023. That means Mike Freeman judged thousands and thousands of cases, including an endless list of high-profile cases where, yes, a grand jury was consulted, but in the end, Mike Freeman had to make vitally important decisions on well-publicized case. And at times, Mike Freeman was praised. Other times, he was criticized. Mike, it's always a pleasure when you come on. Let me start with this. I know this isn't the same. Your access is not the same, but you have witnessed a lot of videos. You have a keen eye for this. What does Mike Freeman see when you judge the videos of what happened yesterday between 33rd and 34th on Portland?
I think what it says to me is that there's got to be a very thorough and transparent investigation so we really know what happened. I've seen what's been on the public television, and I've read the newspapers, and I've listened to your radio show. But having been a prosecutor for 24 years, I know there is still more information out there, including more video and witness statements. And that's why it's so critical to have a joint investigation, Minnesota BCA, highly regarded as professionals, and the FBI. And I understood that that's what started, and the FBI and the BCA were working together. Now suddenly the United States Attorney's Office in Minnesota has dismissed their joint efforts, and I'm saddened with that because I think that means we get a less thorough investigation and we get less transparency, neither of which is good.
If it stays this way and it is only the federal government, and in the end we know the power the president has, will you trust the decision which comes from the federal government?
I think not trusting the FBI with their competent agents is problematic and troubling. But it is also very troubling to me to hear the President of the United States and Secretary Nomes prejudge this case based on a quick review of one video. You can't do that. You've got to have all the video. You've got to have the witness statements. And that's best put together when you have a joint effort. And I participated in joint efforts a number of times over my career as Hennepin County attorney, and I always appreciated the thoroughness. Sometimes they didn't have as much evidence as I would have liked, But at least I knew that the professionals on both the federal and state were working on it, and that is far preferable, and that is what usually happens.
So let me be very direct about what the president, Kristi Noem, said. Part of what they said, they just flat-out lied yesterday. Anybody's witnessed the video, they lied. Are you willing to go that far with me?
Well, I think you can see that, as I understood, the president said that the vehicle ran over an office of an ICE agent, and that clearly didn't happen by any of the video that I have seen.
Zero.
So that is incorrect at the kindest.
So we had on last hour Tom Heffelfinger, who I'm sure you know, twice U.S. attorney for this state, twice appointed by a Republican president, George H.W. Bush, George W. Bush. He called the decision to tell the BCA that they will no longer be involved in this investigation. He called it a disgusting decision and extraordinarily disappointing. How do you react to that?
Well, first off, I have the same kind of respect for Heffelfinger you just said. And he was a great United States attorney, and I agree with him. I may not have done that word choice, but it's premature to judge this case now. It's very premature to do it before even all of the video evidence is put together. And you want to have a fully transparent a decision that we all can agree to is accurate, done by as many great people as you can. And it is unconscionable, in my view, for the FBI to try to do it alone. BCA and FBI have traditionally worked very closely together. That's the preferred way. And I see there is no reason for the feds to pull out or to kick this state out. No reason at all.
Okay. So for an individual who says this, Mike, this was a federal agent. This is a federal agent who fired the weapon, and the federal government should be in charge of this case. You say what to them?
No, that's like saying the only people who could investigate a state police officer, God forbid, shooting would be the state. That just simply isn't the case. Most all of these agents, federal or state, are very reliable, very trustworthy and pros. And you need all the help you can get. United States Attorney Andy Lugar and I work very closely on a number of key cases together. I trusted him and he trusted me, and we trusted each other's law enforcement agencies. That's what's got to be done to have justice. And it appears that this present administration has cast aside the state, and this present administration has made knee-jerk conclusions that are not, as far as I can tell, based totally on fact.
Okay, let's play a hypothetical out. Let's say Mike Freeman is still the Hennepin County attorney today.
Don't do that to me.
Okay, but just in this brief hypothetical, I will. And you believe that Minnesota, as you've made clear, should be involved in this investigation. Would you still try to conduct investigation of this case?
Yes, I think that you can bring together Minneapolis police. You can bring the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. You can bring the BCA. Excuse me. And you can do a capable investigation. But if the feds shut out witness statements, the feds won't let you have the information from the scene of the accident, it's very hard to do a thorough job. And it shouldn't be that way. It simply shouldn't be. We ought to cooperate in the interest of justice. We ought to cooperate in the interest of transparency. And I salute Governor Walz for not making a quick snap judgment. And I also join in his suggestion that the federal government should reconsider its decision of going it alone and that they ought to put the joint investigation back together.
I agree with that, but I want to go back to this part because I think it's very interesting. I think people wonder, and I can't ask a better guest, okay? So you're telling me you would at least start an investigation of this case and see what witnesses and what information you could have. And maybe at some point, if you're shut out by all the things that you need, and it's possible that would happen, that's when you would stop. But you would at least try to start an investigation.
Well, I believe the BCA has already started an investigation. They began immediately. So they have done some work and they have some materials. What I do not know is how much of the stuff was done by the feds, and they haven't shared it.
Yep.
And they've got to share it. And I'm hoping that calmer minds and fairer people will get involved and make sure that the joint investigation returns.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
That's what we need to have. We must have.
When you have witnessed many officer shootings, and let me say, I believe the high number of police officers are excellent at what they do. I know you agree, but there are others who deserve scrutiny. That just happens, like every other job. What has been your view on policies of do not get in front of vehicles and do not shoot at moving vehicles?
I think the law is quite clear that officers should not shoot at a fleeing vehicle unless the person involved driving that vehicle has been involved and is a suspect in a felonious crime, a serious crime. There's no indication in my knowledge that this the tragic woman that was killed, or the woman who was killed in this tragedy, was involved in any way as a suspect and a felony crime. Accordingly, in my view, the officer should not have shot at the person unless he or she was objectively, reasonably fearful for their life. And that's not what I have seen in the film I've seen today, but I know there's more out there.
How do we judge that? Like, I understand precisely what you're saying. I've read about these policies now on for DHS, unless under extraordinary circumstances, you never shoot at a movie vehicle. Department after department across the country, don't be in front. But these are just split-second decisions, and I wish we could do anything to bring Renee Good back. But on that fact of adrenaline and decisions, and when people are saying, oh, it's easy to for the two of us to have this conversation, you're at your place, I'm at the studio, whereas it's not that easy when you have to make this decision and you don't know what might be happening over the next 2-3 seconds.
Well, the United States Supreme Court has clearly said the standard is objectively reasonable and has discouraged the use of deadly force in anything other than the most extreme cases. Officers should be fully and completely trained for this. I do know that the Minneapolis police has undergone additional training on just these kind of situations and has vastly improved from earlier days. I know that State Patrol goes through that. I have no idea what all of these ICE agents have gone through in terms of training, but I would be surprised, frankly, that they have as thorough a training and as complete a training as the Minnesota police do, because so many of them have been hired so quickly, and the size of ICE agents, the numbers of them have grown so quickly. I'm just not certain they've had the same kind of training, but frankly, ICE and the FBI and the Department of Justice I've got to disclose all the training that these officers have had before we can decide whether that officer acted appropriately. And I'm demanding that, I would demand, if I were still in office, that they supply all that training data so we could review it.
I'm sure at some point we're going to hear those words from your successor, Mary Moriarty. Couple last points for Mike Freeman, who for 24 years was the Hennepin County attorney. What do you want to say, and I know you echo my words, we wish Renee Good was still here, but what do you want to say about her decision to park her vehicle in the way she did, and also the fact that she was attempting to leave the scene when those officers involved were asking her to stop and get out of the vehicle?
Well, as I think Chief O'Hara said, his officers are highly trained in trying to de-escalate a situation. The fact that the ICE agents jumped out of their car, ran up to her car, and told them to get the effing out of the car, that doesn't de-escalate anything. That increases it. And there's no indication that there was any officer that was in danger at the time they said that to her, but I'm certain she was frightened and scared about a police officer F-bombing her and grabbing her door like that. And that isn't de-escalation. That makes it worse. And from what I've seen of lots of video and other ICE incidences, they're not gentle. They are not de-escalating. They're escalating situations all the time. That's not good policing, in my view. And I guess I join with Governor and the mayor in suggesting that ICE should leave now.
You want ICE out of town?
I want ICE out of town. They haven't acted professionally, in my view. They're scaring all sorts of citizens, American, United States citizens, who they are racially profiling as illegal immigrants. We need to de-escalate all of this right now. And I'm following also what the governor said. Come on, we're Minnesotans. We've got to stay calm. We have a right to protest, and we need to do that, but do it peacefully. And let's not, the citizens should de-escalate, and so should all law enforcement.
Okay, it's a long year, but in November, voters in Hennepin County will select the next Hennepin County attorney. Do you want to tell us maybe who you might be endorsing at this point?
Not today. This is a day in which we need to discuss the tragedy in front of us very carefully and calmly.
Understand.
I'm glad to see that the present Hennepin County attorney just recently issued a statement saying that she's going to be talking with other Minnesota law enforcement and trying to explore ways to continue to suggest that a state investigation continue. I salute her for those efforts. I also salute the governor for suggesting and asking the feds to reconsider their decision, and let's put the two back together. Let's make it right. People make mistakes, but Mr. President, people in the DOJ, people in ICE, come on, step back, take a deep breath, de-escalate, and let's get a good investigation that's thorough and complete that we can trust, and let's do it together.
I wholeheartedly agree. Thank you, sir. I know you don't talk often, but I appreciate when you come on. Thanks for your time.
Good to talk with you. Take care.
Mike Freeman. Well, let's take a lot of texts. People reacting to all the guests we've had today, other information coming out today. You know how to track us down. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.